Roles Different Americans Played During the 1940s, Podcast 4. In this podcast, we will be discussing civil rights, women in the workplace, and internment of Japanese Americans. According to the article, The 1940s, Lifestyles and Social Trends, Overview, edited by Judith S. Bauman and others. After World War II, the civil rights movement exploded because Americans saw us fighting for others' rights across the globe, so why couldn't we do it at home? The article reads, "The Depression forced many wives and mothers to find ways to supplement their reduced family incomes, but government pronouncements and policies reinforce the ideology of the traditional family. The inability to provide for his family eroded an unemployed man's sense of masculinity, and married women who worked outside the home were often perceived as taking jobs away from men. As a result, women faced job discrimination. The situation changed dramatically with the employment opportunities presented by World War II. This means that during the Depression, women had to pitch in to make enough money for food and other essential goods. This was seen as women taking away jobs from men who needed them more to be providers for their traditional family. This is not a great representation of America's greatness because everyone at the time is just trying to get by, so there should have been no discrimination for women in the workforce. Another bad example of American greatness is written as, after Japanese forces attacked Pearl Harbor on 7 December 1941, first and second generation Japanese Americans living on the West Coast were judged to be threats to national security. In February 1942, 120,000 West Coast residents of Japanese origin were ordered to leave their homes, jobs, and property, and were taken to inland internment camps, where they were held for the duration of the war. This is an extremely bad course of action that the United States took because they were scared. At the time, we should have been able to see that these camps were not dissimilar to the POW camps in Germany and Europe. These events, mistreatment of working women, civil rights, and the internment of Japanese citizens are examples of how the United States has strayed from its original greatness. What truly makes America great is that the Constitution protects the rights of all people and always has. Whether or not the citizens or the government respect those protections has always varied. The United States is great because it is built upon pillars of unalienable rights that every citizen has. Society is not always kept up with the Constitution, but the rights that each citizen should be afforded have always been contained in the Constitution.